Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Kendall, K-E-N-D-A-L-L-P, period, Hall, H-A-L-L. Address is 809 Neil Dow Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 559. 307-8676, ID is XXXXX4044, dead birth is 11-22-1994, 27-year-old, CSU Chico physics professor, insurance is Blue Shield of California, pharmacy is Walgreens-East, 530-890-887, it's address 2. Kim, L-A-F-O-U-R-C-H-E, nurse practitioner, Chico Medical Pediatrics and Express Care. Below that should say A-M-P-L-A and Capitals Healthcare, 680 Cohasset Road, Chico, California, 95926-2213. Phone is 530-342-4395, fax 530-894-2325. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation in continuity of care, continuing therapy for seizure/seizure disorder. Dear Kim LaFourche and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Professor Kendall Hall for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Kendall is a 27-year-old woman who developed seizures beginning as very mild partial focal epilepsy in 2000, producing an evolution of clinical seizure stereotypical symptoms over a period of 2 years, evolving into generalized epilepsy. New paragraph. She was seen and evaluated in Minnesota prior to coming to California, where she underwent brain imaging on two occasions, comma, diagnostic electroencephalogram with sleep deprivation, identifying an epileptiform focus in her left temporal lobe. New paragraph. When she has breakthrough seizures, they can be associated with intense symptoms of fear, as well as overt dizziness and ataxia before the development of generalized epilepsy with loss of consciousness. New paragraph. She's not had any breakthrough seizures in 2 years by her report. New paragraph. She was initially treated with Keppra with adjusted dosages, but developed side effects on the medication, which was discontinued in favor of lamotrigine, advanced progressively to 200 milligrams twice a day. Subparagraph on that dosage, she has not had any breakthrough convulsions, although she does describe some mild side effects. New paragraph. She denies having any previous significant medical history, normal development, no unusual headaches or childhood epilepsy, or history of head injury or unusual infectious disease. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today is normal. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and presentation, the development of epilepsy as a relatively young adult with progression over a period of time, and an additional history of some dyssomnia, we are going to do the following. Number one, high-resolution contrast-enhanced neuroquantitative brain MR imaging will be completed for follow-up reevaluation since our last scan was 2 years ago. New paragraph, we will order a home sleep test, initial evaluation for dyssomnia, considering further referral for in-lab evaluation if indicated. Subparagraph, reduction of any dyssomnia would tend to reduce any recurrence of or breakthrough convulsions. New paragraph. her medication will be continued, new paragraph, at this time. I don't feel that it's necessary to recheck her anticonvulsant levels or the laboratory work. New paragraph, she gives no history of any side effects on the lamotrigine, has developed no rash. She underwent initiation at progressive dosages over a period of weeks. New paragraph, in consideration of her history and presentation, she will be followed on a routine basis for the next year, carefully monitoring her progress, any history of side effects, difficulty, or the possibility of breakthrough convulsions, which I would not anticipate on her current regimen at this time. New paragraph. Today, her examination does demonstrate a substantial anxiety, but this is more likely due to her need to obtain successfully apply and obtain a California driver's license, which we discussed. Subparagraph, there should be no problem in completing her DMV paperwork. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns. I respectfully with my professional signature.